We actually welcome the signing of the Paris Agreement tomorrow. We believe it's a milestone and it's a beginning in the new era of climate change, especially for us who are coming from the developing world, who have been actually fighting very hard for us to have, a binding treaty that would actually provide a roadmap that would take us into the future, especially when we look at the fact that the Kyoto Protocol, had not. So this would actually create a vacuum where, it has been very difficult for people to chant a new development discourse. So we really look forward to this, but we are not saying signing is an end to itself. We would actually call for action, to implement some of the clauses of the agreement, and we also want to call on board those that are not yet coming on board, because here we are dealing with a common resource where we all perish as humanity.
Considering the country's economic standing, do you see it being able to implement these treaties?
Yes, I think it is possible for us as a country, irregardless of our situation where we are going through an economic meltdown, because you will find out that prior to this agreement, each country was actually asked to look at its development costs and also come up with what are termed as INDCs, internally, determine the emissions. Yeah? So you will find out that from there, each country actually spells out where they would limit their emissions. And in our case, you'll find out that our emissions are not very high. Although this will actually need investment in terms of changing the technologies that we are using. But fortunately enough, if you look at this agreement, there's a time period set for countries actually to phase out certain technologies. Like, for instance, when we were in Paris, there was talk of phasing out, thermal power stations that are based on coal, by 2050. So you'll find out that also in that agreement, there are also clauses that are saying, developed countries actually should assist developing countries actually to make that transition by providing, resources. So given our situation, it's not a situation where we say we sign the agreement today and maybe we stop some of those development technologies that we are currently using. There is actually a set time period. And if really people are willing, and even our industrialists, there's no choice actually. They need actually to come on board and work on this, because you never know, even in future, if they continue on this, on use of such technology, we may find out that it can be a problem even for our products to access certain markets, because they will be regarded as dirty products.
What has Zimbabwe done in terms of implementing these treaties?
I think borrowing a leaf on other international treaties, our performance, I think it has been good. For instance, I can look at what has been happening on the wildlife front. You look at the CITES treaties. Of course, we agree with certain ideologies, but again, it's putting forward the situation, examining it, and then having the political will to implement it. I'm sure it's doable. Like in this case, we have no choice as a country, because we are bearing the brunt of the negative effects of climate change.